Sweet Intellect. Hosted by Dago Zone Festive.
You are now tuned in to Sweet Intellect Radio.
What the fuck is good? We are on Sweet Intellect Radio. Thank you again for joining us. It is now season 2, episode 6. Okay, for my Spanish speakers, episode 6. Because I don't know how to say episode in Spanish. But we are back at it again. We have amazing, amazing people for this one, y'all. It has been great. Tila's out of office. You know, she's in Tulum living her best life. So While she's doing that, we had to bring on some more sweet, some more intellectual guests. And right next to me, we have Nebula back at it again. Nebula,
hello.
How you feeling?
I feel great.
That's good. Yes. That's good. It's, you know, it's been a sleepy Monday for me. Mm-hmm. So to hear that are you feeling refreshed? Are you feeling revitalized? Oh, we love to see it. We love to see it. And Star, how you been?
Sleepy.
Okay, there we go. Proves my point. It feels like Sunday part 2. And last but not least, we have a newcomer on the show. We have Miss DP the Unknown.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here.
Gentlemen, how are you feeling today?
I'm feeling pretty good. I'm excited to be here.
Good.
Chilling. Kind of tired as well.
Kind of tired? Okay. Yep. And for those of you who do not know, DP is a songwriter, singer, artist, rapper, producer, actress. Okay, I don't know. I mean, she be acting.
That's
you feel me? Sagittarius as well.
Let's go.
I should throw that out there. So,
are you a Sag too?
No.
Oh,
I'm just a fan.
I was about to say.
I'm just a fan.
It's real strong in here. Wait, what sign are you?
I'm a Pisces.
You're Pisces. Oh my gosh, I missed your birthday. That's fake as fuck.
No,
I'm sorry.
You literally brought me a present to my house.
Oh, I did. Hey!
Real friend.
I thought that was last year. My bad. Damn. Too many drugs. Okay. Yeah. Well, without further ado,
last year.
I'm dead.
We got to go ahead and jump to the topics because we have a lot to talk about. And we don't want to take up too much of y'all time. So without further ado, episode 6, I want to get into it because I believe it should be past that threshold, past June 15th, by the time y'all listening to this. With that being said, June 15th, Governor Newsom has now allowed people to go out in public without a mask, without being fully vaccinated. And he pretty much said, fuck a 6 feet distance rule. Fuck all that shit. All that shit that we was on for the past year and a half. Yeah, out the window. So I want to tap in. I want to get a refresh because as the seasons have progressed this season, as the episodes have progressed this season, we've been kind of updating you guys on the vaccine rates. Are we getting the vaccine? Have we gotten them? I just want to tap in on that again. So how are we feeling about that vaccination, y'all? How we feeling?
Has our mind has not changed.
No, not at all.
That
okay.
is my business. So.
Right. We have one, because I remember Nebula, last time you were on here, you were like, I would prefer not to disclose because of the stigma that is with the vaccine. You know, like sometimes it feels like you're being judged, or sometimes you're being ridiculed for either being for or against the vaccine. So I totally respect that opinion.
Yeah.
DP, how do you feel about it? You getting vaccinated?
I'm gonna do the same and just Ooh. Not disclose that info.
She said I am DP the Unknown for a reason, baby. But you're not gonna know shit about me, period.
Yeah,
you know what? I respect that. I'm still not in any type of, I'm not planning to get vaccinated anytime soon. I have a vacation in July where I'm going to be around people, and that's the only reason I might want to get vaccinated.
Yeah.
But I'm too damn busy. Like, I don't know. I feel like if we're approaching something where we don't have to be vaccinated to enjoy our life, to have a mask off, to do what we want to do, why? Like, there's no incentive anymore. I feel like the incentive has been taken away. But I wanted to look it up because I like to get my little statistics. And right now, 39% of the population is fully vaccinated. California, as of right now, is 41% vaccinated, which is a little hard to believe.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't know.
Unless 41% of Californians are old people.
Oh.
I mean, I think there are.
41%?
A lot of old people here. A lot of people move here when they're old.
That's almost half.
That's almost half. That's what I'm saying. So I'm like, I don't know. Like, not that I know everybody in California, but I don't.
I feel like last time we were here, it was like 10%.
We were at 11%.
Yeah.
No, the first episode was like 11%. And now we've moved up to 41 just within 5 episodes.
No.
It's not sounding right. I mean, this is statistics given by Our World in Data. And this was updated a day ago. So 130 million people have been fully vaccinated across the world, of course, not just in California.
Okay.
That gives us 16.4 million of that is California. And then the second state is Texas with 34% fully vaccinated. So
that's cool. I mean, if it's true.
Good for them. Yeah. I don't know. It's still a topic, you know? Still a hot topic.
I was at the swap meet yesterday, and they're offering vaccines. And I was like,
wait.
Huh?
What?
Yeah, they kept announcing it.
You can get everything.
You want the vaccine?
Stop. Open up the black trench coat.
Yeah.
Right. Come to my car real quick.
Yeah, I got that Pfizer, baby.
Right?
No, but like the vendors were like yelling. They're like, don't do it.
What?
I was like, you're on vendors.
Not the conflict in the swap meet. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's just so like volatile or like just hostile. Like it can't just be get the vaccine if you want. It's don't you put that shit in your body. Or it's you need to get vaccinated. Save the population.
Don't do it.
Yeah. And so I'm just
like you dickhead, you should have.
I can't. The polarity. Mm-hmm. I can't.
No, you're right. Like, okay, I just want to know the requirements for the swap meet vaccine.
I was confused because they kept announcing it.
I can't.
And the vendors kept screaming,
Johnson
don't do it.
Johnson?
I don't know.
Right. They said we got some leftovers.
Were they screaming at people walking to the booth or were they just screaming
they
it
were
in
yelling
general?
It in general.
That's so
and
scary.
I was like, wait, it's so who do I vaccine. Trust here?
Right.
They probably seen people walk out the tent like, uh-uh.
No.
Yeah, I'm trusting, baby. Every Saturday, somebody falls out.
Right. Because I remember when COVID first happened or was like, you know, just now going around, you could find tents like in a random Walmart parking lot talking about like, come get your COVID test, you know, find out if you're negative or positive. And so I'm like, for this vaccine, it seems to be the same trend, but I'm like, do y'all need my insurance number?
Yeah,
do
you need?
Because it's a double dose. So I'm like, how y'all just gonna schedule me again in 2 weeks? And I'm gonna come up to the same tent. Y'all gonna be here? Like, I need to know. Like, what's happening? I have more questions about that swap meet thing. I might have to check it out. you might catch
that's
me.
That's where I was convinced.
Yeah, I was gonna say we might have to have a sweet intellect. Yeah.
Until I went to the swap meet. Yeah. And a kind really old deal. Man with a really long beard. Offered me the vaccine, and I just was like, this is right. This feels right.
Yep. I'm a cop for vintage Nike.
Seems like he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. I'm kind of here for it. We might have to do a street edition of Sweet Intellect where we hit the streets.
Ooh.
Hit up vaccine tents.
Yes.
In disguise.
Undercover.
Yeah,
yes.
But it's Sweet Intellect Radio.
Because they know it's out here.
It is. No, absolutely. So if June 15th, shit is opening up, quote unquote. I mean, shit's kind of already open. But if stuff is opening up just 4 days away from that is Juneteenth. That's kind of cool. In my opinion, I think it's good timing that, you know, June 15th, you know, we getting crazy again, real hot girl shit. And then 4 days later, Juneteenth, baby. Y'all know what time it is.
Let me just say, as a PSA to all black people, the virus is still very real.
For sure.
So if you haven't been vaccinated, going into a large crowd of other young people who probably also have not been vaccinated, be careful.
Do the math.
Yes.
Yes. No, absolutely. Last Juneteenth, did you guys do anything? Because we were still on lockdown and shit.
Bro, we were all together.
I was panhandling.
Were we all together? The beach scene.
What was we doing?
And then we went
to
your place.
The beach.
Me? I was there?
Yeah. Were you there?
That's crazy.
I'm pretty sure you were. I think Juneteenth, honestly, last year for me was like the kickoff of not being in the house.
Oh,
like
it was someone's birthday. Like, no.
It was
slavery's
birthday. It was the celebrant. No, but we went to the beach. And I will say, like, be careful. Because there's going to be a lot of people throwing at these Juneteenth events. I saw some people do some last year. And then they, like, pulled out. They got donations. They got funding for events. And then they were just nowhere to be found. Like, there was a couple people that did that. And so.
Whoa. I remember now. I was at the beach. I was there. Yeah. I got to stop doing drugs.
Yo, what?
I can't remember shit. This is crazy.
No, not all of us looking at each other like, oh,
really? Damn, shout out Star for the memory. She came through with that. I remember being at work, and in the morning, there was an announcement of, like, my boss made an announcement. I'm the only black person of my staff, and he made an announcement about Juneteenth. And I remember he gave like a couple facts. It was clearly like corporate sent an email and he was just reading off the sheet. And then I took that opportunity to be like, you know what? I really appreciate that you guys, you know, respect me and this and that. I pretty much made it like, yo, can you please let me go? And he was like, hey, you want to take the day off? I was like, hell yeah, I do. Word to Harriet Tubman. I'm about to get the fuck up out of here. So I got to celebrate my day with you guys. But I do remember being scheduled. But I'm like, I requested it off this year. I was like, if she asks, I'm ready to explain what the fuck Juneteenth mean. Mm-hmm. More than that, I'm going to be like, you don't know why I requested it off?
Yeah.
You tell me why I requested Juneteenth off, okay? But do you think it should be something we have to request off, or should it just be a given?
I think that should be a holiday.
Mm. It is, apparently. Because I wanted to, is it a national holiday? Technically, in Texas, it became the first state to make it a state holiday in 1980. So in 1980.
Well, it was Texas's fault. Like the whole thing is Texas.
The 80s is when they were making like all the black holidays, like Black History Month, Martin Luther King.
Shout out 80s.
Yeah.
Damn.
All of that. It was like around the same time.
Yeah.
Well,
that's crazy.
Why the fuck are we hearing about it now? Like, why am I just now getting the day off? Like, that's crazy to me. I don't know. I think it should be a given. If we get Memorial Day off, if we get Veterans Day off.
Right.
I mean, like, I know our vets have gone to war, but so have black people. I'm sorry. We also got PTSD, okay?
Exactly.
Like, we just don't have benefits from it. We just don't get disability
from
it.
Our PTSD is called generational trauma.
Yeah. Thank you. Yes. So I think it should be something that people get off. Will you be celebrating this year, and what will you be doing? Do you have plans already?
I do have plans.
Ooh.
Definitely going to be surrounded by black people, young creative types.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm very excited, but that's all I can say.
Mm.
Same.
Ooh, exclusive. Oh, what?
You guys are probably going to be together, I'm assuming.
I was just about to say, because I ain't get no fucking invite.
Wait.
They're usually attached. Like, one comes and the other one's like there.
Which is a great combo.
I can't say anything.
Damn.
Yes.
I don't know what I'll be doing.
Okay.
I will be in a land where I have no friends. I'll be in Texas where I have no friends. So.
Which is where it started.
Mm-hmm.
So you could probably just go outside.
Oh, for real. It's going to be crazy.
And there'll be fucking floats and shit.
And outside is open over there as well. So yeah.
And I hear in Texas, they are open.
They open, open.
Like, open. Are they technically open though?
Open.
Like, or they just chose, like, the people chose to be open?
When were they ever closed?
I don't think, because I think when I was there, they had lifted the mask order.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
okay.
It was only in like restaurants or like certain private businesses. If you walked in, like you had to wear a mask. And then everybody took them off, like after you got in.
So my question to you is, because we haven't hit that yet in California. So how was that experience? Like, did you still have a mask on when you were in Texas?
At certain places, obviously not in like restaurants, but like I did go to a club and like I kept a mask on there because they was wilding.
And
like they was doing a lot.
Majority of the other people didn't have one on.
No.
Wow. That's just, I don't know. That's just such a crazy concept to grasp nowadays.
Have you not seen the clubs are open here?
I haven't been to a club yet.
I haven't been to one, there? But they're open.
They
and
are.
I know seen, people that be in them like every weekend.
Oh,
yikes.
It be an F6.
I heard F6 was opening up. I said,
no.
No.
I was like, wait.
I was scared of that place before Corona, so.
Yes. It just gives you bad vibes.
Things go down.
Sticky floors and, like,
yes,
people touching you.
No.
Floors
so
sticky. The last time I was at F6, I was not able to drink. I was underage as fuck, so that should say enough already.
About
the
culture of that.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
100%. We're not going to slander F6 any further, but like what we're saying is clubs are open, and certain clubs shouldn't even be open, regardless of a pandemic. But that's a whole different, that's a different episode.
That's how I feel about PB, too.
Ooh.
Pacific Beach,
that.
Y'all.
We could really get into
danger.
That. Let's get into
danger.
It.
I was about to say. So, okay. With that being said, are you cutting off certain clubs now that like everybody knows COVID is it's still here, still very much in this bitch. So, like you said, PB, been grimy, right?
Mm-hmm.
With that math, are you saying that you're not even gonna touch it anymore? Because if they've been grimy from the start, they're gonna be even grimier now.
Absolutely.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm never going there. I made a point to never go there before the pandemic.
Wow.
Like it's just a bad vibe out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, they do have a hella rooftop clubs.
Yeah.
So I might have to revisit that.
But the PB is just known for like
violence.
Everybody gets into a fight or you get really, really drunk, like bad drunk. And I don't know why it is that situation. Really? You know what I mean?
Security just don't care.
Security don't care.
They don't care. There's
I see more cops down there on that, on what is it, Garnett?
Yeah.
And you see more cops down there than you do it on Fifth Avenue in downtown.
That's crazy.
Crazy. Always a fight.
Like, why are y'all posted and not helping?
That
I'd be confused. Like, they're fighting. He's dying.
Cops said, well, my lunch in about 5 minutes. Hold up. So but no. I'm clocking out in like 12, so I'm going to just let this rock pretty but much. That is okay. So I worked in PB. I worked at an adult store right across from Tavern and what's that other club? They be square dancing and shit, like right next door. And it was like, it was not my vibe.
The country bar, yeah.
And it was definitely different seeing that because I know my downtown people. I used to work at Petco Park, so I saw the downtown crowd. PB hit different. It is just a bunch of, it felt like babysitting instead of actually, you know, helping adults with customer service things. Mm-hmm. It was like, y'all in here way too faded.
Yeah.
So I might have to stay away from PB, but to me, ever since I've been out, during the pandemic or since the pandemic, I haven't allowed myself to get crazy drunk, like loosey-goosey, you feel me? Mm-hmm. Where, like, I remember nights before, I don't even remember what happened. I got the spins. I just remember waking up in my bed. But it's like now,
that's
it's
never
like,
happened to me.
Really?
No.
We'll get you there. We'll take you there. Yeah. It's okay. Yeah, it's all right. Yeah. Hanging out with stars. She, yeah.
Whoa.
That's the right energy, honestly.
Damn. Look, I did not say anything about that.
Star said, don't throw me in this.
Nobody asked about influences. No.
I'm definitely curious to see if it's still going to be that energy because at least for me, like, Rona's in the back of my head. Like, I went to a show the other night and there was a mosh pit. And I wasn't in the mosh pit, but I still put my mask on.
Yeah. Like, visually.
I just felt like there was fluids going around. And I was like, I don't know what to do right now besides just put my mask on. And knowing that June 15th, that's no longer going to be a thing. I'm like, damn, this should be very interesting.
I think people are going to go even more wild now, like just because they've been restrained for a whole year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So. They've been like, I can't shake my ass. You know how many songs came out this year? You know how many songs they try to shake their ass to right now?
Right.
Look at well, she can't even get off
the
seat.
We didn't even play a song yet. It's crazy.
Sorry.
They got all the TikTok dances to pull out.
Are you gonna whip out a TikTok dance in the club?
I don't know. I pulled out that Choco dance on you earlier.
You did. Wasn't no music playing either. I will hype somebody the fuck up. If they hit an 8-count TikTok dance, I am here for it. Hey.
That was gonna play in the club. Like, they're gonna be in there.
Yeah, I'm
Did you just
yes.
have a list to it?
I'm a thief.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely here for it. I think like my vibe lately has been kickbacks.
Yes.
Because I know most of the people there, and even if I don't, I'm like, the host isn't that reckless. Like, I think on New Year's Eve, I went to one kickback, and I didn't know many people there. I knew one person involved, and I got COVID. So I was like, I can't fuck with this anymore. Yeah, I was like, that's where it happened right there.
Mm-hmm.
Traced it all the way back. So I was like, ever since then, I've been very precautious as far as, like, who I'm associating myself with, if it's going to be, like, a function.
Can I just say, I ended up in quarantine because of that event. I didn't go.
You didn't even go.
I didn't go, but I was like, I know too many people that went.
Oh, that's just soft.
And I was like, I'm not coming to work.
My bad,
until
y'all.
I test negative.
But enjoy that 14.
Better safe.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, I'm not coming to work. I might be sick.
I wonder how many people use that as their sick day, like, excuse. And they were like, I got exposed.
I know.
I can't show up.
Around Christmas last year, like, literally 2/3 of my job did not come in.
Yes.
Because one person tested positive for COVID. They don't know where he got it. But everyone was like, oh, yeah, I was in the break room with him. Like,
I saw him.
He looked at me.
Yes. Like, there was like a group. There was like a Christmas party outside.
Mm.
They, you know, everyone was masked up. They, you know, they got their food. They were eating distanced on all of that. Because my job is really serious about COVID and precautions.
Mm-hmm.
But they still were all like, oh, dang, doesn't that COVID time expire at the end of the year? Yeah, I was in a room with him the other day.
Oh, my God. Like,
finesse.
Yeah.
That sucks for the people who still have to be at work, but I know, like,
was still there.
Yeah, I was going to say, for the people who had to still be at work, that sucks. Like, I've been there where, Like, people come in, and then, like, in the middle of the shift, they're like, did you know so-and-so tested positive? And I'm like, yeah. They're like, I just worked with them yesterday. And I'm like, yeah. And then, like, 30 minutes later, they're like, so actually, I got to go home and quarantine. And I'm like, we just were, what?
If that day happened, like, we all come in, nobody's there. And then the few people that were there, like, my manager's like, you got to go home. You gotta go home. And then it was just like five of us. And we're like, yo, we have to run this whole place on our own for the whole week.
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. If you guys need anything, like, we'll be working remotely. And I'm like, what is that gonna do?
A raise.
A raise.
Yes.
Yo, for real. Where is
and
our
they forgot to give us our Christmas bonuses, too.
Oh, you forgot.
Yes.
Like, we had to. Yeah.
They said, y'all got 14 days, right? Damn. Yeah. Leave us alone.
And then, like, when they all came back from quarantine, we were like, so, like, about those bonuses. And they were like, oh, yeah, they were just on our desk. Like,
what? That's crazy.
So, like, double it.
I was about to say, but then you got tax return season right after that, so that kind of, that's a blessing.
It was nice, it was nice.
That is,
but it was just, like, also so convenient that, like, everyone else got to, like, cash their checks and sit at home.
Right.
And we was at work alone. Yeah, it was just, like, the timing of it.
The timing. Yeah. You know what? I feel like because of COVID, I've been, well, because nothing's fucking open, I've been going to bed at a decent time. Which is, like, when it comes to all these, like, kickbacks and stuff that we've been going to, I be getting tired real early.
Same.
And I feel like that is one of the downsides to this pandemic and the downsides to things opening back up again is that, like, when 10 o'clock come around, that's when some people are heading to the club.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's when I'm leaving the club. That's when facts. I'm trying to go
is
home.
Is that the pandemic or are we just getting old?
Or are we just getting
old? Both of them.
No, I turned 26 last week and I literally just felt it. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to stay home.
Wow. Yeah. Just like that.
It's like, I hit the other side of the 20s. Good. We don't need to go out ever again.
That's crazy. That's,
yeah. And then going out in Texas, like last time I was there, I went to dinner, finished up the day at like 11 o'clock. And then at 11:30, I went into the bathroom, ran into some girls. They was like, yeah, we were just pre-gaming. We about to go to the club right now. I was like, oh.
Yo, what time was it?
I was like, San Diego, things close at 2. So if you're not in by 11, you're not going.
They kind of like socialized us to be tired.
You know what? You're right. You're right. That's true. Because I know one thing is probably the amount of like, where y'all headed after this? It's probably going to decrease because everybody's going to be tired. Yeah. But I do feel like I should get my stamina back up because it's like, if outside's going to be open, I'm trying to take advantage. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to host like a little celebration sometime later. And I put an end time on the flyer because, listen, I only, at this point, I know when I'm going to be sleepy. So let me go ahead and let y'all know at this time. I'm going to need y'all to go because I do not, I can't. Like, and I know myself, but like other people can stay fuck up. Mm-hmm. I hate that when I'm at a party or when I have company.
And they're like, what's next? What's
next? Yeah. And I'm like laid out like,
Dana, stop acting. That's not you.
Me?
That's literally you.
No, I feel like since the pandemic, like, I've just been in the house. It's going to be hard for me to, like, stay out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm one of those people. I have literally, like, one time I had a party, and I was like, you know what? I'm tired. So I went. I took a shower. Somebody was, like, knocking on the door. They were like, can I use the bathroom? I was like, no.
Oh, wow.
And I went to bed. Like, I just locked the doors and went to bed.
That's all I need to hear. So, hey. This Saturday.
I gotta go.
Don't be knocking on my door. Period. There we go. Okay. Boom.
Once I decide I'm done, I'm done. Okay. We're not coming back.
Set those boundaries. Yeah, absolutely. Because then it's not creating resentment. At that point, you're like, I'm ready to go. Yeah. But y'all have fun. Yeah. I'm here for you guys.
I'm absolutely. At my house.
There you go. Y'all gotta drive home. Not me. I like that. Have you guys attended any virtual events like during the pandemic? A lot of concerts have gone online. Mm. A lot of shit, comedy shows, music awards, all that shit has been going online. Have you been on there?
I haven't done events. I've done a couple classes. Like, people on Instagram, they were like, oh, well, I'm doing this. Let me do some interesting things. So I did do that.
Okay. What kind of classes? What kind of classes? Hold on now.
So I did, like, a rope tying, like a bondage rope tying class. So you can learn, like, the basic knots. So that was interesting. It was only like $5 for the Zoom.
Have you practiced?
I have a couple of times. Like, it's very fun.
On who? No, I'm joking.
Well, I did it with my friend, but like I've done it on myself since.
I was just thinking, like, being at home, like, I feel like that's cool, being at home, but I'd be like, wait, get it in there. Now I gotta, like, now I'm, like,
well, no, you do. That was one thing. They were like, don't tie yourself, like, behind your back or in ways, like, you can't undo yourself if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
But, like, the ones they were teaching were, like, how to make, like, a corset with the ropes and, like, yeah, wrapping it around yourself.
That's really cool. That's interesting.
That is interesting.
It was pretty, yeah.
I think I was watching like Versus battles.
Oh, those were really Versus, that was huge. Yeah.
Like, was it Keisha Cole and Ashanti? I think that was my favorite one. I don't know if you guys seen
Shade.
It.
Shade.
The Shade, honestly. The Versus battles was a movement to the point where people were having parties, like watching parties.
Yeah.
I think, I don't hear about it as much though.
I know.
I mean, it got real quiet. Like the SWV one and.
Was that the last one?
Escape.
Ooh, that's a good one. I missed it.
Yeah.
Some people said they did not like that.
I loved it.
I heard Lil Romeo's going against Bow Wow, or at least it's in talks. Wait.
What? Lil Romeo?
Somebody said Lil Romeo only got the ICDC college song. That's it.
ICDC college. Whenever I think of Bow Wow, the only song that comes to my mind is the one from Like Mike. Do you guys remember that movie?
Yes.
That one? I said, Lil Bow Wow, you just don't know.
Ooh.
Play, you move so fast across the floor.
Hey.
We can keep going if you want to, but.
Dang, who y'all think gonna win?
Bow Wow. Yeah.
Bow Wow. I'm gonna say Bow Wow. Has so many hits.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you right.
Ooh, they gotta throw that down. It's over.
That was
it's
a theme over. Song for the pandemic, too. Yeah. Everybody was testing themselves. Can I say it?
Yeah. The TikTok challenges have been crazy. That has definitely kept me occupied. Mm-hmm. I think, like, as far as virtual classes, I'm not going to consider a TikTok dance a virtual class. But I will say I've learned to hit some moves via TikTok. Also YouTube. Like, YouTube is where I started working out. I used to go to the gym, and I did not like the gym. And I realized it's because I was in public doing things I've never done before with my body. So being in a pandemic and having the gyms closed down, that kind of swayed me to go to YouTube. And then from there, I was like, I can actually do this. And that gave me the confidence to go back outside. So I feel like maybe it was a blessing, but I don't know. I want to know where it's going to go. The virtual classes and tutorials and concerts, I want to know what's going to happen and how lucrative it will be even after outside opens. Because I know Dago Fats, he's a local San Diego rapper. He's having a virtual tour. So like every other Tuesday, I want to say, he's hosting a virtual tour and you can buy tickets, but you can also pull up if you want to. Oh, cool. But I'm like, I don't know. Does he know that we're going to be open? And he don't have to do it virtually?
But there's still a lot of people that want to stay inside.
Yeah. True. There is a lot of people that want to stay inside. You got a point there. I think a lot of the older people will be doing virtual stuff for sure. Have you guys tried VR? Virtual reality?
Yes.
Yes.
She's kind of excited.
How do you like it?
I played this one game called Population One where like it's like Fortnite, but you're wearing like the headset and it like drops you from the sky. It's very cool. Like, you just run around. I was, like, out of breath. Like, oh, my God. Like,
oh, my God.
Shooting. Yeah.
Star Wars. You were out of breath?
I was.
Yeah, because
really
that shit.
To move.
No, I mean, like, you have to move your hands and stuff. But, like, for me, wow. I just was getting excited. Like, the adrenaline. That and also, like, I turned the, what is it called? The virtual realityness, I turned it all the way up to like level 100.
Lucky, scary.
And it was, it made me dizzy. It made me out of breath. I was like, hold up, let me like take some rest.
Oh my God. Yeah. That's, I didn't even know you could intensify it.
Yeah.
That's a simulation for real.
Yeah. For real. No, have you tried it, Star?
I haven't tried it.
Would you try it?
Yeah. I'm not a video game person though. Mm. So like, it probably would have to be like something else. Like, I'm going somewhere. You know how, I think there was, like, a Black Mirror. Like, you can change, like, the scenery or something like that. If you could just put me on a beach, like, somewhere, and I was like, oh, yeah, pina colada. Yeah, like, I would do that. I probably wouldn't play any games.
So you, okay. All right, hold on.
I'd go on vacation.
For, like, $60 right now, so you telling me, like, if I get you a game, that's not even a game. You're just sitting on the beach with the pina colada. You gonna go crazy. You'll try it.
Yeah, just give me options. Like, maybe I want to go to the jungle in Asia. You know what I mean? You know, like, give me options.
That'd be sick.
Yeah, I have a VR system, and we do have one. It's where you're in a, it's not as relaxing, but you're in a cage, and you're in the deep ocean. Hold on, bear with me.
That was the first part.
Yeah, you're in a cage deep down in the ocean, and there's sharks swimming around. So it's not a game. You do just chill, but it's no piña colada on the beach. It is the ocean.
That would be kind of cool, because that's something I probably wouldn't do in real life.
No, for sure. That's true. That's true. DP, that's you dope. Trying VR? Have you done it before?
I haven't. I want to. Put me on. You have it?
I do. Yeah, come through. I got
I'm gonna pull up.
Yeah, that shit is fire. I don't know. There was one game I was playing where it was like, I'm an assassin, and I'm walking around, like, shooting people, and I really felt like Lara Croft. I was, like, ready. I was like, yo, I could do this shit full time. It does. Like, I was, like, ducking, and then, like, my friend had recorded me. I didn't look as cool as I thought I was looking, but I was still like, my form kind of straight. Like, I might just become Hitman. I'm a Hitman festive in the building. I just might. It definitely, I think, takes you out of your usual character, your usual self, especially when you're role-playing as somebody else, which reminds me of what you said about that Black Mirror episode.
Oh, yeah.
That shit's crazy. Woo!
If you haven't seen that episode, you have seen it, you know exactly what we're talking about. Yeah.
Without spoiling it. It's interesting.
Interesting. There is swapping and all kinds of drama.
There was romantic involvement. I think because in a key part of it, it's not a spoiler and nothing, but like a part of it was when they put the VR system on and they interact with somebody, whether it's high-fiving, punching, or kissing, they feel it. So if VR were to come to you and do that, would you want to try it? Would that be an incentive for
absolutely.
You to try it?
Yeah,
100%. Yeah.
100%. 200%.
What are we talking about, though? Like, how far
so
are we
so much, like, unnecessary social interactions
right?
that I have.
I would never
I mean?
Fucking leave the house.
See, that's the scary part, though. Because what if it gets so good that you don't want to leave the house?
Then I don't have to leave the house. that's a bad
part. I'm saying, virtual events are here to stay.
Yeah.
Probably.
They need to get more immersive. More physically immersive. I need to feel what's... I need to be like, I'm sweating because I'm at a concert, but like in my house.
Yes. Yeah. I think the closest it's been so far is, well, you can't be feeling punches, that's for sure. But VR systems have headphones. Mm-hmm. And then also they have like toys that are adapted to the VR system. So like you can get, like fellas, you could get like a little stroker toy. Mm-hmm. Women, you could get a vibrator and you can connect it to the VR. Yeah. Yep. That's for sure. Yeah, she said, I know, girl, it's shipped. What you mean? 5 more business days. We straight. I think
so
that's
like
cool.
Bluetooth?
Yes. Like, I don't know if you guys know, but they have the Wii Vibe, which is like how partners can connect from across the world. Yeah. And you can like set it up on your phone and via Bluetooth, you can control the toy.
That kind of stresses me out. I don't want to put any Bluetooth anywhere.
What? Here. Radiation?
Yeah.
Nah.
No 5G in your...
The 5G
no,
right no. now.
This is a 5G free zone. No. I don't know.
No COVID.
Yeah.
That sounds crazy to me. No tea, but like all tea. I did have one of the toys that was Bluetooth activated. I did try it. It was a little shoddy because the connection.
That's what I'm saying.
Your but Wi-Fi
like,
set.
No, it would just die. Like the connection would be lost. I'm like, you only right here though, baby. Like you're not that far. But like, I do think it was cool. But my favorite part about it was that there was like a community. So like make a pattern. A message like a thread. So think of Reddit, but just like with massage patterns. So like you can make a pattern, name it something, shoot it up like it's SoundCloud, and then other users would post theirs and it'd be like, try to last 2 minutes.
What?
Try to do this with some music. And you could play it and you're now using a pattern that somebody from across the world has used. I think that's incredible.
Mind blown. I have never in my life even thought
technology is amazing.
Yeah.
They said, wow, never mind. Now I'm just going to keep that to myself. They put social media on a vibrator.
Yeah, it's insane. But now, like, that's just feeling. So now imagine with the VR set. Oof, God. That's getting crazy. It's getting crazy.
I'm just thinking of all the movies, all the sci-fi movies I've seen where, like, people just live in their rooms and they have, like, these little pods. Like, even, like, WALL-E. Like, they just live in their pods.
Yeah.
And they get all around and shit.
Damn.
You know what I mean?
We could be foreshadowing something. Yeah, this might be. We might want to get on the wave then. If that's the case, like I don't know. I think if you can now connect your VR set to Pornhub, like Pornhub has VR compatible things. So I'm thinking if you get the Wii Vibe, you connect the Bluetooth to that. You get the VR to that.
No,
shit is
I'm imagining.
Imagine like, somebody with OnlyFans. That's like in the Matrix, you know, when all the limbs like, are, they're just plugged in.
Like, you just need to get like one of the minority, what is it called, that movie? The Minority
Report?
Yeah, the tubs that they float in.
Like the vat of liquid and you're just like a little baby in the sack.
Oh my god. So y'all trying the Pornhub VR?
I'm down. I am more than, but it doesn't connect to the VR I have, unfortunately. I tried it. No, I'm playing. Okay.
Yes, you did.
I will. You know what? I'm finna go home right now. Tell my roommates, you better not.
It's that kind of night.
Intermission right now, guys.
Episode 7, I'm gonna let you know what happens. No, I'm playing. I would try it. I would try the VR, definitely. Would you try it?
I would.
Yeah. I'm just like, how far are we going?
I think I would try if I had somebody specific on the other end of it.
Whoa.
Not like, with the whole thing that she was talking about, yeah. Like, I would, you know, somebody specific, not just like a random,
you're not
like,
getting a
I'm not getting a chat. Right.
Some random man, you're like, yo, I didn't even know you. Like, whoa.
Yeah, no. But it sounds interesting.
Okay.
Sometimes maybe we do one time at least.
Yeah. That's definitely an easy way to end up, like, in one of those, like, relationships online with somebody and, like, Claire I don't Penguin. Know, turkey or something. Well, okay. Like, that man knows the finger combination.
I don't think it's like random people on VR. I think it's like porn stars. Like, I think it's like actors. I don't think people just make up the shit in their room.
But yo, fans, people.
But that would be cool.
Yeah, like OnlyFans are like, I don't, people sign to like agencies or something. Okay. You know, like what's a porn star name? Mandingo or something. I think it's like, it would be him. Okay. It would be somebody who does this. I don't think it'd be like Brian from Chicago. Like,
Wait, I thought you said you could go on a chat and somebody can make a little random pattern.
That's the toys. That's toys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what if you found this one person who knows like the little combinations? You know what I mean? He was like,
woo. He's like, also catch me on Pornhub.
Yeah.
Damn.
And he was like, I don't want to do this for anybody else.
Whoa!
You locked down.
You know, you can.
You never need to go. You don't need to go on a date ever again.
Yeah,
I would be sprung. If Brian sprung. From Chicago sent me the right pattern and was on VR, have my babies, my internet babies, I guess, because that wouldn't actually happen. But that's crazy.
The little.
What if you found out he was sending other bitches his combination?
Oh. Internet cheating. Let's talk about it. VR cheating, infidelity.
We need to set the rules right now for the future of dating.
I'm definitely going to go home and do my VR research because now I want to know, is it random niggas in the VR or are we like actually talking to people who know they're in the VR thing? Because it's like, I can only imagine homemade VR. You dropping the phone, getting the phone back. You're like, fuck. Now the cameras, I hate it when they tilt it sideways. Now you got to tilt sideways. Like, I don't want to do that VR style. So I would like a professional, nice production if that's what we're doing, if I'm investing. Because I think all these little gadgets, although it's like safer for you because you're not going outside, you don't risk pregnancy, STD, or just being kidnapped or something, it is more expensive. Like, you're still paying. That's a safe world. Mm-hmm. Then I'll never leave the house.
You know, but like, that'll get boring eventually. Like, true. Isn't the risk what like excites you guys?
Nah. I could die tonight.
I'm sorry, man.
I could die tonight.
Okay, I could die tonight. Like demon time today.
I like to live on the edge. I don't know.
I like that. Okay. That's what's up. For sure. So, okay, DP, you locked in a yes for the VR. Star, would you try VR?
I would try it. I probably wouldn't get stuck on it because I like the physical.
Of course. But. Okay, I'm gonna lock you down as a yes. We'll be in contact with Levi and VR systems. You said you'd be interested?
I said I'm adventurous. I'll try anything, just about anything.
Okay.
At least once. At least once.
There you go. Okay, and what about you? Would you try?
Yeah, I'd try anything one time.
Gang.
Two times.
Wow, we're gonna have to have some sex.
End of that.
Sheesh. Episode 7 is just gonna be frizzy hair, fucking bags. We in sweatpants. Like,
woo! I gotta tell y'all, guys. Great.
Oh my God, this has been a spicy conversation. We went from Juneteenth to outside opening to vibrators and virtual reality.
Celebrating our freedom.
That's what it comes down to, okay?
Women.
Whether it's a national holiday or a system online.
Liberated black women.
Just liberate us, please. Free us. However you want to do it, just free yourself.
Freedom.
Oh my God, this has been an adventurous episode. You guys, I want to thank you for coming on. You guys have been two amazing guests. Nebula, where can they find you?
at Nebula Wade, NebulaWade on Instagram, Twitter, all that.
Period. Star, what about you? Where can they find you?
You can find me editing dot Nina, like editing a paper. That's me on Instagram, or Black Press, BLKPRSS.
Okay. And Miss DP, where you at?
You can find me on IG at DP the Unknown. You can find me on Twitter at DP _ the Unknown. And on Spotify and all that.
Yes.
Go stream.
Same. Absolutely. Go you better stream, run stream. It up. And then for me, you can find me at Festive on all platforms. That's F3STIVE. Your girl just dropped a deluxe EP. That's fucking boss. Look at me go.
Better go get it.
You know, go run that up. Go stream that. Before we go, we always like to, yes, ma'am. Before we go, we always like to set our intentions, okay? We like to end you with a good note. So if you can, if you will, please visualize what you want in this life. Close your eyes if you must. Bring the energy to that right now. Get celebratory, get anxious, get excited, because that is coming to you as soon as possible. But I want you to repeat these words so we can manifest them together. I have the power within me to create the life I desire.
I have the power within me to create the life I desire.
I love and accept myself just the way I am.
I love and accept myself just the way I am.
I am strong in my values and confident in my abilities.
I am strong in my values and confident in my abilities.
And last but not least, I have the courage and tenacity to overcome any challenge I face.
I have the courage and tenacity to overcome any challenge I face.
Just like that. That was a challenge right there, but they overcame the fuck out of it. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 6 of Sweet Intellect Radio. Till then, have a blessed day.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye. We'll see you in the chat.